Have you ever wondered what your life will look like in 10 years, what your body will look like in 10 years, what your financial situation will look like in 10 years, what your current relationship or lack of a relationship will look like in 10 years? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought, I wonder what this is going to be like down the road? Hey, David Essel here, 45 years now in the world of counseling and personal growth, a number one best-selling author, master life coach, all faith minister. The list goes on and on and on, and I just love all the work I'm doing. But I think this is a very interesting question to ask. And the reason I say it is that, you know, when I work with people that are struggling with addiction, one of the things I say to them is that, listen, we're not just going to get you sober from the heroin or the food or the alcohol or the nicotine or the pot or the porn or the television addiction or whatever it might be. You know, I mean, we're not really interested. That I'm more interested in you being happy. I'm more interested in you being healthy. And I will tell you that if you continue this addiction for the next 10 years, this is probably what's going to happen. We can go ahead and research, you know, people that have been, you know, addicted to nicotine for 25 years. We can go ahead online and Google and find out what the odds are that you're going to have emphysema or lung cancer or whatever it might be. I mean, it's all out on the internet, right? You can just go and find out. How you look and how you feel and how much money you have right now is in 10 years is completely 100% related to how you treat your money, your friends, what you watch, what you listen to, what you read, who you hang out with right now. This is a prediction of what 10 years from now is going to be like. It's your current life. Your current life is the exact life that you will look at minus 10 years and probably some complications. But it's not going to be better if we don't change those things that are holding us back, such as addictions, dependencies, whether it's to alcohol or social media or video games or television or politics or whatever it might be. It's going to wear us down. In 10 years, if you're continuing to argue in social media, your immune system will be beat. It'll just be completely destroyed because it cannot handle that amount of adrenaline that gets pumped out when people are arguing with each other on social media or on TV or anywhere else, right? What you're eating right now, look at your weight. And if you're outrageously happy with your body, if you're just stunned with your body, how gorgeous it is, then don't change a thing about exercise or eating. But if you're not happy with the way your body is right now, in 10 years, it's going to be 100 times worse. So we need to start changing that today. What about finances? You look at your financial existence and you look at your balance and you look at investments and all that kind of stuff. And let's say you're in the red. Let's say that you've got huge credit card debt. And well, guess what? In 10 years, it's going to be 100 times worse. If you're barely making it right now, 10 years, you may not be able to make it. Now, I'm not using these things as threats to scare you. I'm saying we need to start changing now. So in 10 years, our lives aren't like this. If our lives aren't in the direction that we want right now, what about your current relationship if you're in one? If you're in a current relationship and it's not healthy and you guys aren't happy, you're not getting along, in 10 years, it's going to be worse. You know, we can go through this in every area of your life. What about your spiritual path? If you feel grounded, if you feel really connected to your higher power, because if you believe in a higher power and you have a really good ritual routine that you do on a daily basis, 7 days a week, don't change it, right? Keep it going. But let's say you believe in God or you believe in a higher power, but you don't have a prayer routine, a meditation routine, a journaling routine. Well, we got to change that because in 10 years, your spiritual path could be huge, massive, helping you move through challenges much easier. That's one of the greatest things about spirituality. If you really understand the world of spirit and you really practice your religion or you practice some spiritual philosophy, your mindset is usually much healthier than individuals that don't. But, you know, we recommend everyone to commit 7 days a week to these different areas of life. So in 10 years, your body is incredibly great looking. Your spiritual path is deeper than you could ever believe. The food you eat has been changing and you're feeling better about yourself. You're sleeping better because you quit drinking. I mean, in 10 years, your whole existence could be radically changed. Your finances could be in great shape if you go and ask someone right now for financial help if you're struggling, right? So listen, reach out to me. I can help you make all of these changes so that in 10 years, you have an incredible life. TalkDavid.com is the website. We've been doing this for 45 years. We love helping people make good decisions now so their future is excellent. We have 5 books at the website, TalkDavid.com, for free. Go there now. Sign up. Let you and I work together. Let's make sure in 10 years that you have everything you've always wanted. I'm David Essel. Have a beautiful day.